Good morning, everybody. Praise God. I thank you, Father, for our very lives. What would they be without you? You're so good. Today we want to come before you and deliver the things that you have given to me because you love us so much. And we give you praise and honor. Amen. Joel prophesied that in the last days, which occurred at Pentecost, those were the last days he was talking about, last days of the old covenant, he would pour out his spirit, which he did. And that he promised that old men would dream dreams. So I'm in that category. And I want to tell you about a spiritual dream that God gave me specifically for you. Now, here's the thing I want you to understand. This was not a message that I developed under the influence of the Holy Spirit, searching out scriptures or anything. This was a download of the Holy Spirit, period. Boom. Okay? It occurred January 1st, 2024, at 5 a.m. in the morning. There is included in this dream encouragement, blessing, and correction. And all of it is for our benefit and for our good. And he wants us to pay particular attention to numbers that are made, that are specific in this. Number one, number five, number 10, number seven. And then to the illustrations that he gives. So the dream was not very long. And it happened quickly, 5 a.m. in the morning. When I got the dream, it happened, boom, like that. I turned over and looked at the clock. It was 5 a.m. And then I said, I need the interpretation. Of course, I was tired. He wasn't going to give it to me then. But after I got up, he began to download the interpretation of the dream. So first let me give you the dream. The dream began with a watch, which we have to call a timepiece. You know, this is a timepiece. And I took the timepiece, which was a gift to me I had received many years ago, to a jeweler to understand or to know its value, because I didn't know what it was worth anymore. The jeweler put it on his eyepiece, you know, and he opened the back of the watch. And when he did that, there was an explosion of shimmering gold radiating out, along with jewels and diamonds, all sparkling, just exploded out of the watch. They didn't totally leave the watch, they kept coming out like it was a fountain almost. The jeweler closed the watch and he returned it to me and he said, "This timepiece is worth 10 times more than you thought it was." And that was the end of the dream. So here's the interpretation as the Lord gave me. The jewels, the gold, reflect our precious time with him, connected to the watch. The jewels connected to the watch indicate our time with him is precious. The jewels also speak of the fact that in Scripture, in Malachi, we're called his diamonds, and throughout the Old Testament, we are his treasure. And so he's indicating to you and me that we are his treasure. And our time with him is precious. Okay? Then the Lord began to speak as I asked him for the interpretation. He said, "The dream is about your spending time with me and how valuable it is." The first number he took was the number 10. 10 is the number for perfection. It is the last of the series of numbers, or what are called the ordinal numbers, 1 through 10, and then you have to begin again, meaning 10 is the end of a set. It's ordinal perfection in Scripture. It means that the time we spend with Him is perfect in every dimension. The Bible speaks of tens. There were 10 generations to Noah. There are 10 commandments. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is referred to or refers it to himself 10 times as I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. The tithe is 10%. 10 times. The Lord is saying this to us as well, that the time that you spend with us, 10, is a time where I bring perfection to you. It's a perfect time for me to work with you when you gather together. The next number he spoke to me about was the number 5. 5, as you already know, most of you, is the number for God's grace. And as I was listening to him, he said, I want you to know I will shed my grace on you when you come to meet with me and your brethren. That when you come to meet with me, it is a demonstration of honoring the first 2 commandments. This happened, this dream came on the first day of the new year. And God said, you honor me, meeting with me on the first day of the new year, that when you come together, the first thing that you do is honor me and honor your brethren. This is why we gather. And it also represents the completion of the 4th commandment, which is that we should hallow the Lord's day. Now, every day is precious, but then there are times when we come together collectively that are extraordinary times that God wants to do something, that we set it aside in our hearts as important to Him and to us. First and foremost, know this. The commandments are God's desires for us first, and our responses second. This is what His heart is, that we come together to meet with Him and with one another, and that He is going to pour out His grace upon us when we come together. The number of 7. 7 is a number for spiritual perfection. The first day of the week is really the 7th day of a number of days. So when we come together and spend time with Him during the week, let's look at it this way. There are 7 days in a week. One of them is 1/7. Are you with me here? 7 days, one of them is 1/7. 1/7. 7 equals spiritual perfection. That on this time, there will be a perfecting of our lives that cannot and will not be done when we do not meet together. He said, I will do things on this day I will not do on other days. He has determined times which are valuable to Him. Significant, important. As I kind of just laid before Him, waiting for him to speak, He said this, you must have faith in what I'm saying to you because it is my way and it is my will for you. Further, the gifts of my Spirit are ministered to and through you in congregational settings when the body comes together. This is one of the ways He's going to pour out His grace. My words of instruction and teaching are for you all, not a few. You may be the one I will use to bless others, and you may miss a blessing I intended for you when you are absent. But you must come expecting both to receive what I have for you and to be my vessel to bless others. In this way, you show your love for me and your love for your brethren, giving me glory and honor. I ask you to repent of your previous attitudes of independence towards meeting with the body on Sundays, and to give yourselves to me and my purposes and ways. I do not have alternatives. I set you in this congregation, this body, as it pleases me. And then finally he added, but some would say, I come regularly. And the Lord says, do you come to love, honor, receive, and give, or do you just come? So, the word is to bless us, the word is to encourage us, and also to correct us, because we have religious mindsets about coming, which unfortunately becomes to our own detriment, that we do not hallow this day, we do not hallow the coming before the Lord and loving him and putting him first, and coming for the sake of our brothers and sisters. We do not come just sometimes to both give and receive, but only to receive. And the Lord is saying that that is wrong. But of the beautiful things in this, the explosion of the watch that reveals us as his jewels, spending time with him, to me was the most significant part. I love that. That was so precious, as showing us how God sees us as his jewels and how much he loves us. And so I want to say this to you. We will begin to experience changes in how we meet in order that we come both to receive and to give. And so we will have times where we do that. We minister to one another. God is going to restore things that have been missing in the church. I can't remember when we've had any prophecies, tongues and interpretation, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. Thank God that a brother came up and gave a short admonishment, exhortation, clarification of things that he saw. Praise God for that. We need more. I don't need to occupy the whole time. Do you hear me? Please, I cannot be the center of the body of Christ. I don't want to be. We have got to remove this mindset, and I'd be happy, because that's my job as an apostle, to see you be everything God wants you to be in these settings. And that's going to happen. I have another short thing to share with you, but before I move on to anything else, can we take time to reflect on this personally, that you will ask the Lord to reveal to you what part is really significant, what he spoke to us in this dream and through the numbers, and ask him for forgiveness and to admit that you will, by his grace, change in attitude and in any other way that God wants you to. So I want you to take time now, please. Okay. Can we... Here's something that the Lord wants you to hear. All right? Don't ever say to each other, well, the Lord had those there today that he wanted. No. He's not calling just a select few to hear or to receive. He wants us all here to receive. Do you hear that? Renounce that. Stop thinking that way and saying that. Many of you are missing the continuity of teaching that God gives. I do not give hype messages. I give continuous teachings, line upon line, meaning I always build on the previous truth. So when you take one out, you're missing something. You need to go back and get it, either by watching a video if you didn't come, or by making sure that you drag yourself here. It's as simple as that. We have got to stop being independent in our attitudes toward gathering with the Lord and one another. Furthermore, I firmly know in my heart, in my spirit, that some of the solutions to your prayers, the answers to your physical and other needs, are going to be met by your brethren. But if you do not believe that or expect that, you're not going to get it, because your healing could be sitting next to you. That's how God has put the body together. If you have been discrediting that God could work this way because you see your brethren in a different way, ask God to forgive you. The Lord is absolutely no respecter of persons. And you are to know no man after the flesh anymore, but only in Christ. And Christ can do anything through anyone, anytime. And that is the truth. So let's be clear about that. We're not going to buy into that, well, God had those there that he wanted. Well, he wanted them and he wanted the rest of us as well. He doesn't show partiality. There is no partiality with him. Please, don't ever say to yourselves, well, I'm not that important, I just come. And if you think that way, that's the way you're going to be. But if you submit yourself to the Lord, you're going to find that God is more than willing and wanting to use you. That's his way. Everybody is given grace of God to minister to one another. Okay, moving forward, here's what we want to look forward in the future, because I put something out on Facebook the other day, and it was just a short thing called Back to the Future. The reason God gave me that term is that in order for us to go into the future, we're going to have to go back to some things. You follow? There are three things in particular that the Holy Spirit put on my heart to share with you. Number one, we are going to revisit the spiritual reality of being born again. What does that really mean? Christians have glossed over that phrase. Just, you must be born again. Receive Jesus Christ and you'll be born again, without knowing, thinking, diving into the deep revelations and experience of what it means to be born again. So we'll be looking into that. Number two, we will be looking into the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power of it. We have minimized the value of being baptized with the Holy Spirit, which is the life of the Spirit of Christ in us. Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of Christ. And what significance there is to his indwelling presence. Third, as I have already started, I'm going to go deeper into the reality of the body of Christ. When Jesus said that he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevent it, he didn't mean churches like we see today. He didn't mean this little box group and the box group next door and the box group down the street, or the big box group or the small box group or all the little box groups, which we call churches. He never intended us to be churches. He intended us to be his body. And the Apostle Paul was prominent in that revelation, and that's all he taught. That's all he taught. That we are the body of Christ. And all of us, even the ones in the other boxes, as long as you're a believer, you're part of the body. And when the body finally realizes it's the body of Christ, we're going to see things that we have never imagined. Because right now, we are absolutely limiting ourselves because of these little structures that contain us and control us and limit us. And we cannot grow beyond it because we have made our own circumference. This is where we control ourselves. In this little business here, this little box church, where we do things in those boxes that we've always done, and therefore that's why we will always do them. And God is going to break us free of that because we are full of divisions. Paul asked the Corinthian church, is Christ divided? We are divided in so many ways, it is unbelievable. And God is going to bring us back to the one that we are. Could you say amen to that? Our resources are phenomenal. Our spiritual resources are phenomenal when we come to realize our oneness. But we depend upon, we focus upon, and we even highlight our separateness. We identify, distinguish ourselves by our own little titles of who we are. This denomination, this church, that name, those people. God is going to open our eyes. We're going to see things differently. Amen. So let's pray. We're in a wonderful season. It's a great time to be alive. We want to thank you, God, that you're going to open our eyes, that revelation truth is going to come to us, spiritual insights. And these insights and revelations, these truths will have power to change, power to do, power to live, power to accomplish your will. Because your will is much bigger for us than what we have limited ourselves to. And we thank you for, first and foremost, that you would reveal this to us, that this is a time when you're going to begin to address this in us, that we'll begin to see who we really are, first and foremost, what it is to be born again, what it is to be filled with your Spirit, what it is to be one body of Christ. And to you we give glory and honor, and we thank you that you'll lead us and guide us in all of this, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. 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 Okay, saints, fellowship with each other and see what God has for you both to receive and to give. Okay? Amen.